Denmark Green Bay. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A day of peace in the Middle East. Celebrations in both Israel and Gaza. 20 remaining hostages held for more than 2 years reunited with families in Israel. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We understand that the hostages who have been released today will go to a military base where they will also meet with family there and also undergo those medical checks. And several hospital beds have been prepared at several different locations, three different locations in Tel Aviv, if those beds are needed.
Only four of the bodies of 28 hostages killed in Gaza will return today. Families demanding that their remains be located. Hundreds of Palestinians also released as part of the exchange returning to Gaza and the West Bank. President Trump credited with the U.S. peace plan, receiving accolades in both Israel and Egypt, where he signed the agreement declaring the war in Gaza is over. This is ABC News. In Torrance, California, a former student has been arrested, accused of stabbing multiple staff members today.
As a school day was beginning at Switzer Learning Center in Torrance, police say a former student at the special needs school arrived and stabbed three staff members and tried to stab a fourth before getting away. Two of the staff members were rushed to a hospital, critically injured, but police say the injuries are not life-threatening. The third victim was treated on scene and had minor injuries. The former student who allegedly stabbed them was quickly arrested. The alleged stabber making statements about having pipe bombs in the area, according to police. They called in the bomb squad to inspect the suspect's backpack. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Tennessee, weekend vigils were held in the community south of Nashville, where a munitions factory blew up Friday, killing 16 people. Federal investigators are still on scene trying to determine the exact cause of that massive explosion. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We now know the names of the two men involved in a fatal car crash last week in Howard. The Brown County Sheriff's Department identified the passenger who was killed as 21-year-old Chase Nundahl from Suamico. Authorities say 21-year-old Cameron Reinsbach from Howard was driving the car. He was taken to the hospital with critical injuries, but no update on his current condition has been released. Sheriff's deputies say speed and alcohol were likely factors in the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning people about a tax refund text scam going around in recent weeks. According to agency officials, residents have reported getting a text message claiming their tax refund request has been processed and approved. The texts ask people to provide their bank account information so they can receive their tax refund, and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. Despite the gloomy start to the week weather-wise, it's a great Monday in Green Bay, coming off a Packers win and the Brewers' victory over the Cubs Saturday to take home the NLDS title. In light of the extended postseason, Brewers are breaking out some new playoff-only exclusive eats. Some of the highlights include a nachos dish that's 2 feet long, jalapeno cheddar crunch wrap, and a popper dog, a breaded and fried hot dog with onion cream cheese, nacho cheese, pickled jalapeno, and bacon. The Brewers take on the Dodgers in the first game of the NLCS at American Family Field tonight. First pitch is at 7:08. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee this Saturday. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game 1 is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game 2 tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoop's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers moving off to our east and sunshine returning for your Monday afternoon. Light winds and high temperatures in the upper 60s. Overnight, some scattered clouds, lower 40s expected by dawn. Tuesday, a partly sunny sky will be near 60. Currently 62 degrees.
Ticket to Ride, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here with the Beatles. And if you've got a ticket to tonight's NLCS Game 1, well, I am certainly jealous. We'll talk more about that coming up. Simon & Garfunkel, 97.9.
Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. just the robin, the sons of air. Most of all, we have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
spend my life with you. Let me say it seems, oh baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name is Eric Westfall. Good afternoon to you. Well, we don't have to wait long after that big Brewer victory on Saturday night. Game one of the NLCS is tonight in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. And unlike last week, you know, where for some reason the games, the first pitch wasn't until 8:08, a little earlier, 7:08 first pitch tonight. So, yeah, they're... You know, I think they're going to have to at least win one or two of these on the road to ensure. Yes, they've got the home field advantage here. But I was just looking at some stuff online. And apparently, even though they have the number one seed, the higher seed, the most people consider the Brewers underdogs for this. 21 of 26 votes by the so-called experts are picking the Dodgers. Well, you know what? Let's play the games first. Go Brewers.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
nobody but me. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Let's head on down to the boondocks. Billy Joe Royal on 97.9.
Down in the boondocks.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We're learning new details about the double stabbing near a Green Bay elementary school last week as the suspect makes his initial appearance in court. 77-year-old Neng Vu was charged Friday with second-degree recklessly endangering safety and several other counts for the incident last Wednesday night. Police arrived to find two Green Bay men, ages 18 and 56, with stab wounds. According to the criminal complaint, the victims told police they got stabbed after confronting Vu for slashing their bike tires. The victims told police the man who stabbed them ran into the woods with multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit to help in the search. Officers found Vu and arrested him later that evening. According to the criminal complaint, both Vu and the victims in the stabbing have been living in the nearby woods for several months. A judge set a cash bond at $25,000. Vu is scheduled to be back in court this Thursday. A former Kaukauna youth baseball coach will spend a month in jail for destroying the security camera inside a concession stand to hide his thefts from the stand safes. According to the criminal complaint, Kevin Dosak went to the ballparks when he knew no one else would be there at night or at odd times in the morning to steal money. In addition to the sentence of 30 days in jail, Judge Emily Longergan ordered Dosak to pay more than $5,000 in restitution. The Packers moved to 3-1-1 after yesterday's victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. After starting the second half with a 10-0 lead, it quickly turned into another late-game nail-biter as the Bengals put 18 points on the board, never quite gaining the lead, but getting close enough to make it a one-score game with less than 5 minutes to go. The Bengals missed a 56-yard field goal attempt with 41 seconds left in the game to seal the win for the Packers. After their first home game in 31 days at Lambeau yesterday, the Packers hit the road again next week to take on the Cardinals in Arizona. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers moving off to our east and sunshine returning for your Monday afternoon. Light winds and high temperatures in the upper 60s. Overnight, some scattered clouds, lower 40s expected by dawn. Tuesday, a partly sunny sky will be near 60. Right now, it's 64.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Loggins and Messina, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Have you told any of your friends about us? If not, please do so. What you waiting for? Let them in on the secret. Well, it's not really a secret.
Made to love.
on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are nice. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. Sometimes all we need is a little good lovin'.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor.
Tell me.
But you know you'll break my heart when I want you
close that door.
'Cause I know I won't see you anymore.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down
on my knees,
would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down
right for 100 years. I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down
right for 100 years.
Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave.
Joe Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Hey, we are in the thick of Halloween season right now, but last week, you might have heard me talk about this, I went and auditioned for a holiday show, A Christmas Carol, right? Charles Dickens, one of the best known. You know, 'tis the season when that stuff starts having auditions, and of course, there are plenty of holiday things happening, but I am excited to report that I will be playing Bob Cratchit for Evergreen Theater's production of A Christmas Carol. That'll be in early December. I'll have some more details as we get closer to that, and maybe I'll be able to finagle some tickets to give away, too. We'll see.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
rescue me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Maybe I should check with some of the condos, down the way a little bit and see if they're people on the river truly are happy to give, right? It's CCR.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
In the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself, and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A full day of emotions across Israel as families reunited with 20 surviving hostages held for more than 2 years in Gaza after the Hamas October 7th attacks. The mother of Bar Cooperstein receiving a phone call before his transfer by Hamas to the Red Cross. But other families are still waiting. Just 4 bodies of the 28 hostages killed were returned today. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
They came together, the whole hostage and family movement, and they're still here, still active, still lobbying for the remains of the deceased hostages to be returned. They're upset that only 4 of the bodies will have been released by the end of today, accusing Hamas of reneging on the deal.
President Trump spoke to Israeli lawmakers and then traveled to Egypt for a summit with Arab, Muslim and European leaders, signing the peace plan that includes, he says, disarming Hamas and rebuilding Gaza. This is ABC News. A new quarantine has been issued for unvaccinated students in a South Carolina county after a measles exposure. Meantime, measles cases climbing in the country.
There were 16 measles outbreaks last year in the U.S. This year,